to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation.
I'm going to play the short version of the news because this is obviously from last week.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Well, good afternoon. It's the sports guys, and hopefully a couple of the sports guys will be joining me soon. But in the meantime, I just want to tell you a little bit about our weather for the weekend. I think today was the best day that we're going to have for the weekend, but I guess we can be somewhat relieved because inclement weather continues in the west. There's heavy precipitation possibly over the southern and eastern United States next week. It has been very cold in some parts of the Midwest, and actually the potential exists for additional rain over burn scar areas in California, and also heavy mountain snow and critical fire weather over the plains. The heavy rains and potential flooding will be possible over the southern U.S., and actually wintry precipitation from the mid-Atlantic to the northeast early to midweek, and that is going to some extent hit us. Today was a beautiful afternoon. I know they said there was a chance of isolated showers. I didn't see that. It was sunny, high of about 61 degrees. Tonight it's going to be freezing, so any of that water that's still sitting on the roads or sidewalks or decks, it's going to freeze, low of about 30 degrees. And by tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of about 41 degrees. So that should be actually the best day of the weekend. And again, freezing tomorrow night. So if there is still any rain out there or water, be very careful, because it most likely you are going to be facing black ice. And by Sunday, high of about 36 degrees. And as we predicted, that wintry weather comes back Sunday night. There's a 60% chance of snow, so that's considered snow likely. Low of about 28 degrees, so it should probably not be mixed with rain or sleet. And actually, you know, believe it or not, that's good, rather than to have that, you know, sleet and rain. But the mainly snow before 4 a.m. And then, however, the chance of precipitation is about 60%. Unfortunately, by Monday, the high is about 42 degrees is what they're predicting. And therefore, there is a chance of rain and snow before 1 p.m., depending on how quickly it warms up. And then a chance of precipitation on Monday is about 30%. But then into Tuesday, it should be mostly sunny. Again, on Monday night, however, be careful of that ice, because that's something we always have to worry about. I'm going to play a couple of commercials, and hopefully my sports guys will be here to join me. If not, I'm going to be talking about some things that I want to talk about.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call
everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, we're back, the sports guys, and Bill is here with me fighting with his microphone. We were just trying to talk a little bit about Valentine's Day, and hope all you sports guys remembered it. And actually, I may want to be one of the few people that would have loved to have gotten a jersey for Valentine's Day. But I have two stories. One, I was listening to one of my favorite DJs on WDVR at about 6 o'clock this morning, and he was talking about how his wife went into ShopRite, and there were all of these guys in the line where they have the cards, obviously, you know, trying to get Valentine's Day cards last minute, and then went up to the checkout and found out that the credit card, somehow they couldn't take credit cards for a while. So here there were some of these guys in line who didn't have any cash and had to get this, you know, this last-minute gift. So I thought that was pretty funny. And, of course, the other thing is Dave, like everyone else, it sounds like everyone else, went out to the fudge shop on 202, and he said they actually had somebody directing traffic, and there was a line outside of the door. So I guess at least people are getting the hint. So, Bill, I guess you remember the day.
I always remember Valentine's Day, and I will tell you that being a guy married almost 40 years and with the same woman for 41, all my Valentine's days are now G-rated.
Well, I won't tell you some of my stories. But in any event, the sports.
Hey, pitchers and catchers reported. The rest of the baseball teams have reported. There's everybody filling the newspapers, not with base hits and runs and great pitching performances, but who's going to sign who. And frankly, I'm a little bored with that. You know, it's almost 60 degrees out there. The snow is melting, and I feel like sailing. How about you, Pat?
Well, I have to tell you, for those of us who are diehard football fans, you have, of course, heard about the newest football league, right?
The AAF.
AAF.
Well, tell me, are they going to sign Colin Kaepernick?
I don't know, but the American Professional Football, the new league, AAF, apparently, and I think it's tomorrow night, they're playing a game on CBS, if I'm correct.
Really?
Unless it was last Friday. Unless it was last Saturday night. I don't think so. Interestingly, it was co-founded by the NFL Hall of Fame, Bill Polian, and the TV producer, Charlie Ebersol, who was the son of the NBC bigwig, Dick Ebersol. But from what I understand, and I don't know a lot about it, but from what I understand, they're going to be playing at CBS, and then from now on, CBS Sports Network and the NFL Network and TNT, and we have John Manfreda, who's just walked in, and we'll ask him if he has heard anything about the AAF and whether or not it's going to extend his football watching.
Well, good afternoon, Pat, Bill, our listeners. It's a pleasure to be here today. I have a full complement of the sports guys here. The AAF, actually, I did watch a little bit of it last Saturday night.
Oh, so it was last Saturday night.
Saturday, and the caliber of play in most positions was pretty good, especially the line play was reasonably well. The real problem is quarterbacking, and you know, you're going to get people who either lack the arm strength, can't read defenses, or are just in general smaller at the position and can't command the field as well. So you had a bunch of interceptions in the game that I saw, but there were one or two teams out there that ran up a lot of points and clearly had their offense in gear. I think the defense was ahead of the offense, which is typical at inception. But overall, I think what it is on the heels of the Super Bowl, it gave a little bit of football to people who just didn't have enough. There's always going to be people who just want a little bit more, because the only thing worse than the weekend before the Super Bowl which is the Pro Bowl weekend. People say there's no football. Try the weekend after the Super Bowl. Try that out, folks.
I thought they were starting this Saturday, and I know that from now on they're going to be on CBS Sports Network, the NFL Network, and TNT. But my question is, have these guys had enough time to practice? Is part of your criticism, because really they haven't had a time to gel. Remember,
they haven't organized for a long time. I think the short answer to that is they should get better in a fairly quick amount of time as they practicing and as you say, gelling. Bill, would you agree with that assessment?
I do. Remember, we had the USFL back in the 80s, the United States Football League, which was actually a spring league.
Correct.
NFL players couldn't compete.
And who was the owner of the New Jersey Generals?
He's sitting in the White House.
He's sitting in the White House right now. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Well, but the nice thing about, I mean, one of the things about this is there are not going to be any owners. They're going to be in small cities like apparently Memphis, Orlando, Salt Lake City, San Antonio, and San Diego. So that'll give people in those cities an opportunity. I did like one other thing. Apparently, and I don't know if everybody's going to get paid this, but I guess the maximum payment for a player will be a 3-year contract at $250,000 a year. But what I did like to hear is that the players can leave to play in the NFL after the season. In other words, they don't have to play their 3-year contract. If they play out the season, and they're picked up by an NFL team, they can do that.
Yeah, well, that's my understanding contractually.
Remember, they're showcasing themselves.
Yeah.
If they can go out and get the big contract, why should they be tied up?
Yeah.
Well, but more importantly, I think this could be an opportunity. And you know me, I've always said I think the roster is too small. I think that, you know, the NFL should have a larger roster. And I think this could also help those players who need a few more years to really show their stuff.
Well, I think, you know, Pat, a couple of things. First of all, backing up a step, from a contractual perspective, and that's what the three of us do every day, to have the ability to void the balance of the contract, if it works in the player's favor, is really, I think, a very nice thing to do for these guys, to give them the opportunity to perhaps increase their skill level and get some interest of an NFL team. Second of all, if you have some players who believe they're marginally NFL capable, but need maybe a year to recover from injury or something like that, you would tend to have those players not sign the 3 years,
exactly.
saying I can't play in the NFL for 3 years. I mean, those are my three best years perhaps coming up. So I think from a legal perspective, they built in the ability to void those last 2 years. But the balance, the quid pro quo, is they can't leave midseason. First of all, their season, it wouldn't anyway be in the middle of the summer. There's no NFL season. So I think that was a fair balancing of the equities.
How do you think it's going to affect, or do you think it'll affect the Canadian League at all?
That's a very good question.
That's an excellent question. I can tell you that as a Canadian Football League fan, their league doesn't start until, I believe, June, when the AAF...
I believe that's correct. It's either May, late May, or June. I believe that's correct.
We're going to a Canadian Football League game in Toronto in June.
But how long is the contract going to run for the AAF? For the AAF.
I don't know.
How long is the season?
Yeah.
I think the season ends in the summer. I think the season is supposed to be, you know, February, March, April, probably in May,
but
something like that.
But it doesn't overlap with the Canadian season?
If it does, it's only by a few weeks. Because remember, the Canadian Football League season is over by November 15th. They usually play for the Grey Cup on a Saturday before Thanksgiving weekend here in the U.S. And Canada, as you may know, has a different Thanksgiving day than we do. In the Canadian Football League, I've been to 3 or 4 CFL games, 3-4 of them. One, strangely enough, in Edmonton, another one in Winnipeg, and one in Toronto and one in Montreal.
That's actually 4, Bill, but nobody's counting. Go ahead.
So
we know math isn't your strong point, Bill. Go ahead.
But remember, you play guys aside, the field's 110 yards long, and the backfield can be in motion, so you have a lot of high scoring.
Wasn't there a song by that backfield in motion? Wasn't there a soul in the one of those soul groups? Backfield in motion.
I think that was Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Perhaps, yeah. And do you remember the next line after that?
I don't remember that.
Gonna have to penalize you. Remember that, not, that my point being that in the NFL it wasn't a CFL fan, exactly the point that in the NFL that would be a penal situation.
You know that I'm a fan of going to sporting events in foreign countries.
Yes, Bill, you definitely are. That's for sure.
It's really neat when you go to
and of course we all know that Philadelphia is really a foreign country. Let's face it.
We took that right out of my mouth.
Oh, Pat, of course you knew that was coming.
I think Philadelphia is the best. Philadelphia is the best America has to offer. It's a great landing place for Bryce Harper.
Well, so Bill, I guess now that you'll have something other than just sailing, I guess if the weather is bad for the next month or so, you won't be able to complain because not only will you have hockey, but you'll also have football.
That's true. And so see, the best time of year, I think, is December because you got football getting serious. You got hockey starting to warm up. You got all the holidays. You've got some major league eating going on. And
the courts closed down for a couple of weeks. That's not a bad
really
thing for us, huh?
You got a whole
little time off.
Have to go to court. So,
yeah.
As my friend John has correctly pointed out, it's a good time to just chill and watch whatever you want.
Yeah, and if you get nothing better to do, you can even have retinal surgery. That happens in January.
Well, we're not talking about
9 weeks ago today, but that's okay.
But what
you're missing, you're talking about everything heating up. If you're at least from Boston, I mean, there's another exciting reason to have the fall schedule. You have a parade. That's just sort of standard operating procedure in New England.
In Boston, you have that famous bean pot tournament.
We have the bean pot tournament, BCBU. We got all of that. But what I was alluding to, Bill, that you seem to have conveniently have omitted from this discussion is pitchers and catchers are reporting in the next few days.
No, they've already reported.
He tried.
Some of them are already there. Okay.
He tried before you got in, and I interrupted him.
Players have reported.
Yeah, okay.
We're already seeing people starting to wonder, what are we going to write next about Manny Machado?
There isn't anything to write. They're not going to get a $300 million contract. It's not going to happen. If you don't have the Red Sox, Yankees, Dodgers, and that's about it, offering that kind of money, where contractually are they going to go? The Phillies supposedly are going to open the vault, but they haven't done it yet.
No. Remember, the Phillies picked up a very good catcher.
They did. They strengthened the catching position.
And they were weak there. And they have Michael Brown at third, who is not one of my favorite fielders. He can hit, but he's a 240, 250 lifetime hitter. And certainly somebody like Machado could help them at third. But the first time Machado doesn't run to first base, he is going to be showered by a pile of trash, snowballs, and beer cans from a Philadelphia
Phillies
fan.
Well, Bill, I will agree with you right now. Since you and I go to Philly, and we've been to that ballpark many, many times, and we'll do it again this year for Red Sox-Phillies Interleague, that if Machado does come to the Phillies, I will go with you to the first game, and we'll wait and see. And we can lead the
tickets for the first game if they know he's playing.
You'd be surprised.
Pat, you'd be surprised in Philadelphia. We're talking Philadelphia here, not Boston, not New York even.
Yeah.
So but it may happen. But I would join you and join in the chorus of boos, because who was the player who made the final out in the 2018 World Series when he waved his bat across the plate and came about 2 feet from a Chris Sale fastball. Who was that player now who wants $300 million a year?
I think his initials are M&M.
I think Machado was the guy who looked like a complete incompetent, waving his toothpick bat, trying to pick up Sale's fastball, and he made it look ridiculous. But I felt bad for the Dodgers at that point to have lost two years in a row in their own park, lost the World Series with Machado waving this bat out there. That was an image that was just horrible for them.
I want to come to this game with the two of you just to watch.
You want to watch
the
us?
The Red Sox and the Phillies and the two of you. Kind of like watching my daughter Sue and her son Tommy when the Cowboys play the Eagles.
At least she didn't say it would be like watching Laurel and Hardy.
Well, this is true, Bill. We should be enthralled.
They're funnier.
I feel flattered.
Yeah, absolutely flattered.
But not by much. although I am beginning to put on some weight, and I probably could do a good Ollie and John could do a good stand. But this was another fine mess you've gotten us.
Another fine mess. Okay,
but
Bill.
Speaking of fine messes, the Philadelphia Flyers are playing the Detroit Red Wings tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, and I'm hoping to be on a treadmill at the gym so I can watch it and avoid all the things my wife wants me to fix at home.
Who knows? Maybe I can join you. I'm actually going to try to get back after 9 weeks, try to get back on the treadmill. We will try to do that yesterday.
12:30, and then I'm heading for the gym. And
okay. Oh, I can't. No, I have people at 1 o'clock. But after that, I may catch your end of your workout and a little bit of the Flyers Red Wings game.
The very interesting thing about Philadelphia,
Pat, drum roll. He mentioned something interesting. He mentioned the word interesting in Philadelphia in the same sentence. All right, Bill, you got a pseudo drum roll here. Go for it. What would
the
interesting thing?
Interesting in Philadelphia, I think, is the Barnes Museum. But
there you go.
I like the stadium. It's a great place to watch a baseball game.
Actually,
it is.
The Eagles Stadium, the new stadium, is a nice stadium.
It is a good stadium.
I have to say that, and not only that, maybe I was just lucky the last time the Packers played there, but I was not, people were friendlier. Put it that way.
Well,
not
friendly in Philadelphia simply means they weren't throwing knives at you, Pat.
Exactly. I didn't get hit by any bomb.
Because if you really want me to dredge up this memory again, you go back to 2007 when my brother and I went to that ballpark. The Phillies get shellacked by the Red Sox 10-1. It's Fenway South. There's only Red Sox fans in the stadium after the six innings. In fact, it was so bad that Josh Beckett hit a home run in that game. In any event, my brother and I are walking out of the ballpark towards the open air lot that where we parked. And I see something hanging from the side of my car, and it was my side view mirror that some Philadelphia fan had kicked off. And then my brother, being the engineer and being, pointedly correct most of the time, said, "Well, what did you expect? Look at the decals you got on your car. Giants, Red Sox, Devils. And you don't think they're going to kick it down, you know?"
Well, good thing you didn't try to go to Geno or Pat's.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't be here.
This is true. This is true. Yeah. Yeah.
See, it's a good thing it was your car and not you.
Well, this is true, Bill.
Remember,
true.
These are fans of Food Santa Claus. And these are fans, and we've had some very interesting things happen in the old Veteran Stadium and in the old Connie Mack Stadium. But I will tell you that Philadelphia fans are extremely tolerant of their teams because how many teams if you add all the losses together.
They're not tolerant.
You add all the losses
Pat,
together,
I'm having the same reaction
to
this.
They're not tolerant.
Can you expand on that, Bill?
They're just too drunk.
They've lost 10,000 games.
They're the only franchise to have lost 10,000 baseball games.
You add the Flyers. They've got to have lost more games than all the other teams and all the other leagues have played.
Which is tough to do when you do the arithmetic.
Well, that's loyal. Either that or because they...
No, it's the only place they can totally get drunk.
Wow.
Oh, no, you can get drunk on at 7th and Shunk in Philadelphia. Great street corner. Bar.
Well, listen, when it comes to drinking, I mean, Boston's right up there with the best of them.
Come
what
on.
Can I say?
We get into
the Irish Catholics
Wisconsin.
In Boston. Are you serious?
And And Wisconsin.
And this is after they've been to church on Sunday, you know?
John is a witness to this. We walked into the Packer Hall of Fame at 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning.
That's right.
Of course.
And two-thirds of the Packer fans were legless drunk.
Of course.
In fact, there was a British guy who had a tremendous fondness for the bottle who expressed astonishment that they were even more intoxicated than his favorite Manchester United fans.
I remember that, Bill. Yeah. That's accurate. That's accurate.
Well, sometime I'll tell you the story about my wedding.
Oh, your wedding, Pat. Okay, yeah. You know something, Bill?
Had to do whatever with drinking early in the morning.
Whatever Pat tells us, we have to check with Dave. Yeah. Because, the veracity here, we're talking Packers and Packer football. I'm not sure if Pat can be totally trusted. So I want to get Dave's perspective on that.
But go right ahead, Pat. Batter up.
No, we don't talk about that. But, yes, Wisconsin, land of beer.
Land of cheese and beer,
cheese
right?
And beer.
There you go. Well, Pat, let's run a couple of spots here. We'll be back in a moment.
We're at the bottom of the hour, Pat, so kick off those.
We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Okay.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, we're back, sports guys, and we know that the weather this weekend is not going to be, it's going to be okay, but then into Monday, not great. So what's happening in, hockey these days?
Well,
that's a bit of a sore subject for me and Bill, who thought we were going to be doing the Eastern Conference Finals again this year.
Why do you think I brought it up, guys?
Both of our teams, frankly, have had terrible seasons. The Flyers have looked a little better than the Devils over the past month, but not by much, and only because of the goaltending of Carter Hart, who is the rookie to watch. We've gotten some better defense out of Provorov, and Travis Sanheim, who are finally learning that it's a good idea to hang on to the puck and get it out of your own end away from the goalie, at least your goalie. So Philadelphia seems to be a very improved team over the last 15-20 games, but not there yet. They lost to the Pittsburgh Penguins 4-1, even though they took 51 shots and dominated the whole second period. They are not playing well in the middle of the ice, and they are not going to the net, which is where you have to score all those dirty, greasy goals against Pittsburgh.
Well, I think one of the things, Bill, and your point's well taken, but I think certainly the goaltending is a big part. I was absolutely shocked to hear the other night when the Devils lost. Corey Schneider's lost 21 consecutive regular season games. That's incredible. Schneider's was one of the top. Well, he's been injured, but still, at this point,
and they don't have anybody else to play.
Well, they brought a kid up, much like the Flyers. They found, you know, hockey's that way. You bring some kid nobody heard of, and he's got nothing to lose, and he plays with, you know, complete reckless abandon, and he's doing great. This kid Blackwell for the Devils is done well. Flyers got a young goalie. You never know where where it'll go. But the bottom line, Bill, is that the Stars, Taylor Hall wasn't playing for New Jersey. And with the Flyers, you've had the Ghost not have a great year, and you've had some of the older players start to show a little bit of age.
Well, you know, they're wasting the prime years of guys like Claude Giroux or Jack and Simmons,
correct,
who are really, really the heart of the team. Yeah. And people keep talking about Wayne Simmons as trade bait, and I'm not so sure what the Flyers would trade for. They're stocked with draft choices. They've got a strong farm system. So it's hard to know what they expect to get for a Wayne Simmons. I think the trade deadline is the 25th of this month.
You mean the flying elbow himself?
Exactly. You see teams like the Minnesota Wild that would probably benefit from having a guy like Simmons next to Zach Parise.
Yeah, you're right.
He would draw a lot of attention away from Parise because Simmons is a great puck handler, and Simmons is not afraid.
Yeah, he's not your classic goon. I mean, he's got the flying elbows, and he's a tall guy, so his elbows are right in everybody else's nose.
But remember, also,
but he's never been classified as a goon because he can skate. His puck handling skills are pretty good, and he can put the puck in the net on occasion. He's not a goon.
Heavy shot, and he also has good puck sense. You rarely see Wayne Simmons make a bad pass.
He's a pretty intelligent player. Yeah, I hate him, but yeah, I have to admit, when he played with Florida, hated him. Hated him more when he went to Philly, but you have to give the guy his due. So having said that, I think the bottom line is hockey, you've still got Tampa and Washington and the Blues, a couple of teams in the West that are going to dominate. And again, hockey has become much like baseball. You've got five teams in the MLB who could win, and you really got five teams in the NHL who can win. Beyond that, you don't have much competitiveness.
It's a problem.
That's because of the salary structure. Look, your quintessential model is the NFL, right? They've
exactly.
got revenue sharing. They've got draft and reverse order of finish. And it allows teams like the Kansas City Chiefs to be in the AFC title game, okay? You don't see that. The Royals made it a couple of years ago because they had one good year and a couple of young players and a good blend of veterans. And, of course, they were playing the Mets in the World Series. So my son-in-law still won't forgive me for riding him on that. But in any event, that's the big problem that I have. I mean, not only do we love football, but the business model is the best, and you see it in baseball. And, of course, it worked to my benefit this year, and I won. But when you look at hockey, it's killing me. We don't have a big network. And so you have such an imbalance that it creates a lack of competitiveness that allows teams to stagnate year after year after year.
You look particularly at teams like Phoenix, which can't seem to draw flies.
Yeah, can't get out of their own way.
Yeah, and they're not a great team to begin with. It's the novelty of seeing hockey in the desert has worn off.
But look at Florida. It didn't really wear off in Florida. They said the same thing about Florida.
Yeah, but remember,
Florida,
but you got so
you
many transplants from the from
many
New York
East Coast.
Yeah.
New York, New Jersey.
Correct.
East Coast.
If I move to Florida someday, I'm going to want to watch hockey.
And
you're right.
all the Canadians that go down there.
Yeah, and that's the theory in Vegas. Okay, when I was in Vegas, well, it'll be a year ago coming up next month, went to the Golden Knights game, and that was great. And unfortunately, when I go next month, I land right at the time they're playing their last game, and they're gone the whole week that I'm going to be there. But I'll get to other Golden Knights games. And you, Bill, you know what's going to happen when the Raiders go there. You and I are going to be out there. The first game, if the Packers are playing, the Eagles, the Giants, or the Patriots, we're going to be right in line with it, with all the other idiots paying money to go to Vegas to see them.
But I really think that everybody, even if they can't get tickets, you know, like it's almost impossible to get Packer tickets at Lambeau, people are going to go out to Las Vegas.
There's no question about it. It's a blockbuster already. There's no question about it.
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If I could buy four season tickets, I would.
We should put a limited partnership together, guys, and let's get some tickets and market them.
But the problem is going to get
I think they're
them.
Already gone.
I think it's almost impossible. You know, it's going to be like, you know, all these corporations, all the hotels, everybody.
And that's a big problem throughout the NFL. I mean, we all know that. But look at Madison Square Garden. You look at the red seats for the Rangers that are about $500 a piece. I mean, who's sitting in those seats?
Nobody.
Either nobody or suits. There's suits for the first period, Bill, maybe part of the second and the third period. Just like behind home plate in Yankee Stadium. It's either nobody or they give them away, and you get some underprivileged kids there.
But believe it or not, when I first went to the first Packer game at Giants Stadium, I don't remember how many years ago, it was so different than going to a game at Lambeau.
Of course.
But there were all kinds of suits. There were all kinds of people who were just there doing business, certainly in the box seats, which I usually had a friend or two that would let me sneak into their box seat.
Pat, and, you wouldn't you know, do that.
They were. Oh, no, no. I mean, I actually had a number of attorneys who, I think in almost every game I got to sit in somebody's box. But the point is, they were more interested in doing business, so many of them.
Well, we all know that there's business
as they were watching football.
Yeah, we all know that that's how it works. I mean, the three of us are heavily involved in sports, and there's a lot of legal stuff and contractual stuff and business development that goes on in sporting events.
Yeah, but I always thought it was golf, not
yeah,
football.
But you know, today golf is passé. Nobody's got time to go sit in a golf cart for 6 hours. I mean, even I do more business at the tennis center with, you know, and you think of tennis, but tennis is an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then you're in the lounge. And it's very conducive to business. How many times, Bill, have we gone with clients to hockey games and football games and so forth, and we do business? And that's the connection between business and sports.
You know, it's a funny thing, too, because if you're playing golf, you literally give up an entire day.
Exactly correct.
If you're going to go out on the water, you're literally giving up an entire day.
Yeah.
Plus,
yeah,
you know, a boat is a small, confined environment, and you're limited to the number of people you can take. On the other hand,
but it gives you a captive audience, Bill. they can't go anywhere because you tell them there's all sharks out there.
Yeah,
so they
exactly.
can't. And the only sharks are on the boat, usually the lawyers. But having said that, we call them land sharks. But it's a great way to do business.
But moving along, folks, we have, you know, when you talk about sports and doing business, things have changed because you will not find the same type of an environment at a football game or a hockey game or a basketball game or a baseball game that you might have found 20 or 30 years ago when the generation that preceded us would go.
And I agree with that assessment.
It's very, very different now. It's also more expensive, particularly for pro sports, the major league sports. That's why I enjoy going to minor league ball games.
Well, you know why? That's one of the things that I think this new football league can do, especially in those cities where they're now going to have teams. Kids will be able to go. I mean,
yeah,
now it's so expensive, it's so hard to get tickets, but I would think, and I don't know what the ticket prices are going to be, but I think that could be a whole new market. And, you know, not that these kids won't be NFL, you know, have an NFL team, but they'll also have, you know, a hometown team or a team close. I don't know of any team that's coming to the East Coast. I don't know if either.
That's
way
a fair
do.
Point. What is the closest AFL team in the East Coast? Is there one in the Northeast?
I thought there were going to be 8 teams, but I only know of about.
And they're
going
to have to
six.
Do something because without the Northeast, if they don't capture the Northeast market, it'll collapse. But having said that, how do you put one of these teams where you have New England, you have the Giants, Jets, Eagles, and you could even go down as far as the Redskins and Ravens. I mean, that corridor has diehard fans.
But they're going to have a team in Memphis, and they're going to have a team in Orlando.
And, of course, San Antonio, they
San
already
Antonio.
Have one. San Diego.
San Diego, they now they no longer have a team in San
correct,
Diego.
Correct, yeah.
So,
by the way, it's going to be very interesting to see how that works out with the Raiders and the the Rams and the Chargers, just like the Giants and the Jets. They're building a combined stadium, and they're going to do the exact same model of the Giants and the Jets. So I think that's brilliant.
I do, too.
It is.
$2 billion stadium, yeah. You know, and you've got two franchises supporting it. I think it's a great way to go.
Well,
it is. And remember, you fill the stadium every Sunday from the middle of August to hopefully the end of January. And so you're always going to have some kind of an event there. And it's not just a stadium. It's designed for football, from what I read.
I think these new stadiums have all kinds of things. I mean, even Lambeau,
soccer.
You can have your wedding if you plan it early enough.
Now, who would do that, Pat?
No,
a
believe me. That is a sold out.
There's a waiting
venue.
List to do your wedding at Lambeau, huh?
A waiting list. At one point, they said it could be up to 7 years.
Years, bad luck, you know?
And I know some guys who were counting on it would be 7 years.
Oh, this is true. This is true. A long engagement. I could see that. But,
well, that's interesting, having your wedding at Lambeau Field. That's sort of like the Lambeau Leap of Faith.
There you go, Bill. Very, very good. A Lambeau Leap of Faith.
Yeah.
That's for sure, you know?
Yeah. You've got to say to yourself, the bride and groom exchange vows, and then to see if it's going to work out, they each have to try a 30-yarder through the goalpost.
You think about it, you can see how that conversation goes. Darling, the good news is we're getting married at Lambeau. The bad news is we got about a 7-year wait, you know. So in the meantime, you know.
Well, you know.
Of course, from a girl's point of view, you can think of a very clever response. But this is a family show, so we won't go there.
Well, see, but most of the girls I know would say, hey, it's worth it if I get to get married at Lambeau.
Pat, only you would say that. My daughters would not say that.
I get that.
But the idea is that if, you know, for people who would wait 7 years to get married at Lambeau, you know there's going to be bratwurst on the menu.
Absolutely. You mean there isn't at every wedding?
Well, you know, the best bratwurst I've ever had at Lambeau.
You could indicate to
that'd be a lot cheaper
daughter.
Than the weddings I've had to pay for. That's
you know,
true.
I like bratwurst, and the best bratwurst I've had were actually at Lambeau, where they put some kind of flavored sauerkraut on it and mustard.
Yeah, we tried that when we were there, Bill.
You try that.
We tried that.
True brat fan. I'm sorry, I don't eat sauerkraut on my brats.
I like bratwurst.
But there's some, but you know, and in Madison, you walk down State Street any weekend, any night, and that's all you smell are bratwurst and steaks.
And no beer?
Well, you don't smell beer, do you?
Yeah, this is.
Beer, well, hey, beer is like a sacrament in Wisconsin, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, when I grew up, many of the small towns had their own breweries.
Right, just like they do once
now
again.
Now this is back in style. But
the microbrewery thing, yeah.
They had their own breweries. And, I mean, the elite in Wisconsin, I mean, remember, the Pabst was not only a beer, but it was a family.
Yeah, the Pabst family,
Pabst
sure.
Pabst family. This
sure.
is one of the...
Pabst Blue Ribbon, the beer that made Milwaukee famous.
Famous, yeah, that's right.
That was one of the
famous. I remember going to Red Sox games and having Narragansett beer.
Narragansett is a place in Rhode Island. Of course, that's right. Indian derivation.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Narragansett, Rhode Island is a town there.
Yeah, and a neat place. What I especially like is the carnival atmosphere when you walk up to the ballpark.
You mean the minor league team you're talking about?
Pardon?
You're talking about the minor league team?
The minor league teams, and also places like Fenway that are actually in the city. In Philadelphia, where Citizens Bank Park has been built, you're all surrounded by parking lots, so you're at the edge of a city. When you're at Yankee Stadium, or you're at even the new one, or you're at Fenway, and I've heard even with Comiskey.
Or Lambeau.
You're in the middle of town, and it's almost like a carnival atmosphere.
Well, Fenway is literally in the middle of the town. I mean, as you go one street, and you are in Kenmore Square.
Well, so is Lambeau.
Lambeau, same thing.
Right next to the parking lot.
I have to tell you how disappointed I was going to a ball game at Tampa Bay, and the stadium is in the middle of a huge bunch of parking lots. It's like a sea of asphalt.
Nowhere is that more profound than Foxborough, Massachusetts.
Right.
I mean, that's 40 miles from Boston off Route 1. And there's just nothing out there. That's why they built it there, because the land was dirt cheap. I mean,
I have not been at the stadium. But didn't they do the same thing? I mean, way out.
Yeah, more or less.
I don't know if there was anything else around.
Well, it's very difficult to put a stadium in a city. You're never going to see that again. You need that space.
Right.
And even in Vegas now, where the stadium is going up, well, they built a hockey rink right behind New York. I mean, you can literally walk from the hockey rink to the strip. It's about
a
3-minute walk, because I've done it. Okay, the football stadium is about 2 miles down the road. You could walk it. It's maybe 10, 12-minute walk, perhaps. But it's off the strip. But for football, you need that, because you're going to have 80,000 people.
Well, but
you have 17,000 for hockey. Big difference.
You go to a game in Arizona, it's the same thing. It's out there. But New Orleans is my favorite from a standpoint of, you know, really doing something before and after the game. That's, I mean, you walk to Bourbon Street and back.
Yes.
So, you know, you go play, you know, you go to the game, and then, you know, hopefully you've won. Packers won the Super Bowl down there. We walked back to Bourbon Street.
On Cloud 9.
But it really was, you know, I didn't think about it, but you're really right. That is such a different atmosphere when you're right in the middle of the city.
For sure.
You know, you see that in some foreign countries, too. Years ago, we were in Ireland, and we went to see a hurling match, which is a little bit like lacrosse, but played with broken hockey sticks and a giant softball.
Don't they just hit each other over the head with the sticks when the referee isn't looking?
And the stadium is like a good-sized high school stadium, not particularly modern, but it's in a neighborhood where people are across the street from the stadium, have houses, and they open their front windows.
They're selling beer, sausages,
and French fries, although they call right from their house.
How about that?
It was really kind of cool. We bought fish and chips and beer from some lady who handed them to us through her living room window. And my wife thought that was the coolest thing. Although my wife's not a beer drinker, the woman sold her a shandy, which is a spiked lemonade with a little bit of beer in it. And it was really kind of neat because, you know, you had all the usual vendors, and you had it was a festive atmosphere. And when
there's a festive atmosphere anywhere in Ireland.
Just about. Well, yeah, that's because...
Well, you know what? If all I had to watch was hurling, I think you called it, I'd get drunk too. And you guys know I don't drink.
I mean, you joke about the name of the sport, but it's one of the Gaelic games. They're very proud of it.
Perhaps, yeah.
And they actually get a little offended when you say hurling is an American euphemism for having stomach distress, for lack of a better word. But we had a great time there. We actually even got taken down onto the field and introduced to all of the players.
Bill, were you ever at Wembley Stadium? I can't remember.
Which one?
Were you at Wembley?
I walked past Wembley. I've never been inside.
I wasn't sure if you had.
But I've been in the rugby stadium in Bath, And I've also been in a very modern rugby stadium in Birmingham, which I think is England's second or third largest city.
Yeah, Birmingham, yeah.
And we saw a rugby match there where usually they play soccer. It's a huge stadium for soccer. Rugby doesn't draw as much of a sport. But I learned that in rugby the only rule is you can't have firearms.
Knives are permitted, yeah. Well, I was in a very famous stadium one time, too, the Colosseum in Rome.
The most famous stadium of all.
Most famous of all.
Well, and actually, I'm surprised that you haven't gone to Wimbledon. Everybody
well, the
that
problem,
I
when I've been in
it.
London, I've never been right. there during the tournament. I next time I go, I do want to actually go to. Problem is, it's a private club,
right.
and they don't allow, to the best of my knowledge, tours through. They should probably organize it, and they could charge for it. I don't know why they don't. I think it's just, you know, a typical England kind of stuffy, and we're not going to have any of that. So, but my very good friend, Jay Delaney, he has been to Wimbledon because his daughter lives in London,
right.
and he was at Wimbledon last year. But I've never been during the tournament. So, but yeah, that would be a dream come true. Of course, the U.S. Tennis Center in New York, the biggest thing that drives me crazy with that is listening to the Jets.
Well, that
because they fly overhead.
That and to me,
it's just crazy.
The big stadium is—it's just, you know. I
yeah.
guess some people who have great seats, but if you don't have a great seat, it's just too hard to watch the matches.
It is, yeah, it is.
I mean, I don't know why they couldn't have built that stadium, the Arthur Ashe Stadium. I don't know. Maybe they couldn't do a better job, but it's not a great.
No, it's not. And in the, I can tell you, during the U.S. Open, it's so hot there.
Oh,
there's
I know.
Not, there's no
there.
Shade at all. There's just it's just extremely warm there.
Well,
so anyway, that's about it. We'll do shout-outs to our big fan base here tonight, to Rick in Brantford, to Kerry in Connecticut, and to all our other fans out there who we know are supporting us and buying the products that our sponsors push. And go out and say good things about lawyers on occasion,
yes,
too.
Yes, and let's play one more spot, and then I'm sure we'll be cut off. And so we'll see you next week.
And folks, get up off that couch. The weather is breaking.
No, it's not.
Oh, that, we're getting bad weather again.
Look at that. We're ending the show in a dispute. How classic for the sports guys.
But, you know, I guess if anybody's interested, there would be football on CBS Sports Network and the NFL.
And we'll talk about it next Friday.
TNT.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, we're going to come back and say hi because I know that they're going to come and cut us off in any second. But we don't want dead air. So now they cut us off.
Dead air, so we'll have
see you next week.
You're lucky we're not singing, folks.
Three more weeks to make it happen before they head home for another break in August. Senator John McCain saying of the GOP Senate health care bill,
I fear that it's going to fail, and then we should convene a Republican conference. What are we going to do?
McCain saying he believes it's time to let Democrats in on the process of building the bill.
Other close relatives of people from countries
volcano
by the president's travel ban
that Aleutian Island volcano
to travel to the U.S.
up to about 30,000 feet over the weekend.
In addition to grandparents, the new guidelines also include grandchildren, uncles, aunts, and some in-laws. Those family members were initially excluded from the list of close relatives that were exempt from President Trump's travel ban. That list of relatives was made after the U.S. Supreme Court reinstated parts of the ban, but said people who have close family relationships to people in the U.S. should be allowed to apply for visas. President Trump's temporary travel ban blocks people from traveling to the U.S. from
the right place for their mom or dad.
A Pennsylvania man accused of killing four men says he's killed before.
Call a place for mom at 1-800-379-2206.